Time with and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's Friday. Yes, indeed. And welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. And also welcome to you all listening on Alexa right now. Oh, indeed. That's right. The news show is now live and just waiting for you to enable it on your favorite Amazon Alexa device. Pretty simple to do, too. And then all you got to do is say, hey, Alexa, play your flash briefing. And away we go. Speaking of going, let's get the show going. It is August the 4th, 2017. Getting you caught up with the best technology news happening right now. Coming your way in about 5 minutes, as always. Starting off with our Android users out there today, you got a bunch of apps that just give you a pain in the butt. Yeah, I'm talking about crashing all the time. You don't really want those apps, do you? Well, Google now is going to help you avoid them. How are they going to do it? Well, they're going to promote apps that crash less and offer better battery life. Yeah, that's right. That's the new algorithm in full swing over there at the Play Store. As we said, this kind of goes both ways. It's kind of for you as the consumer saying, yeah, I think I'd rather have that one. And it also kind of goes towards the developers, too, if you think about it, because it's kind of telling them, would you please make your apps a little less crappy. Thanks. In the Android developers blog, Google said, as a part of our continued effort to deliver the best possible Google Play experience, we recently enhanced our search and discovery algorithms to reflect app quality. The results in higher quality apps being surfaced in the Play Store more than similar apps of lower quality. On top of that, though, I don't know if it has anything to do with paid apps, too. Yeah, this could be a gray area. Nonetheless, though, less crashes, less frustration. Am I right? Microsoft has released a new Windows 10 preview for personal computers out there, and this one's going to watch your eyeball. Yes, you might have recently heard that now you can control your Windows PC with your eyes. Well, at least in the preview builds. There's also been improvements to Edge, the browser, the console, the input, and Windows Defender Application Guard. Or as I like to say for short, WDAG. Now, of course, this is the 9th build, meaning it's taken this many times to make sure we get all the crap and bugs out of it before that Windows 10 Fall Creators Update hits. And judging by the fact that it's August and we're not going to be seeing this update till September, yeah, I have a feeling we're probably going to go to maybe 10, 11, 12, who knows. On with more news now, talk about earthquakes. I don't know how tech it is, but this is just weird to me. Now, normally we say earthquakes, we think, you know, California, Japan, these kind of places where we say, yeah, that's a given. Not Oklahoma. And definitely not 7 of them in the last 28 hours. What the hell is going on in Oklahoma? In case you hadn't seen on the news, this all started Tuesday night. That's when 5 earthquakes struck the central part of the state. And then that extended into the early hours of Thursday, where 2 more earthquakes hit. Now, mind you, most were in that 2 magnitude range, but there were a few in the 5, and it's kind of getting up there for Oklahoma. So what's causing it? Well, a lot of people think it's cause of the disposal of wastewater, or you might know it better as fracking. Others are saying it's just some natural phenomenon, we can't figure it out. In any case, if this keeps up, they're probably going to have to change the lyrics to the Oklahoma theme song. Oklahoma, where the cracks come shaking down the plains. And finally, we start the week with Vladimir Putin. We end the week with Vladimir Putin. Well, at least with Russia. If you're thinking of maybe a career change, say in the criminal aspect, Russia may be the place for you. Particularly when it comes to credit card fraud. Why? Well, they've got classes for it now. Boy, this sounds like one of those adverts you see on TV. Let's listen in. Apparently, security researchers have uncovered an online criminal ring providing courses on credit card fraud, in which it's going to provide you lectures and webinars and could give you up to £9,200 per month extra in your pocket. These 6-week online courses are comprising of 20 lectures from 5 fraud experts. And of course, you'll get all the material and detailed notes that you'll need to make sure that you can succeed. Oh, what will the dark web think of next? Hey, if you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website. Find our podcasts over there to all of our great BTN shows, as well as our blog and review section there, too. You can also find us on Facebook, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our Slack room with our BTN community. That's where you really want to be, and that's where we want you to be with us. Come on over. BritishTech.slack.com. The new show headed into the weekend. Don't worry, though. We'll be back on Monday. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, enjoy your Friday. Yeah, can't believe we made it either. Have a great weekend, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.